It's great to be sharing with you today. I love praying for you, and I've been especially praying for you during all the challenges of COVID-19. One of the amazing things about prayer is that you can't lock it down. Prayer reaches beyond social distancing, and prayer is the key to hope in the face of lockdown. We know of so many people that have been desperately struggling. Some dear friends who have already died from COVID-19, those who've had to grieve often alone, and the challenges of this time with many with physical vulnerabilities, mental health issues, the whole challenge of isolation. And there's an increasing amount of food poverty. That's why it's been amazing to see the work of The Noise and the food banks and Fair Share and Christian Action Bristol bringing together so many people to help in this desperate time of need. It's been a challenge to so many people. Even for those just in daily domestic life, the sheer pressure of homeschooling, and sadly for some, the challenges of domestic violence. That's why it's been wonderful to see so many Christians who've been volunteering to help with foster care. These are challenging times, and yet to see hope in the face of lockdown. It's been wonderful to be able to offer help to so many of our neighbours and to be able to clap our hearts out together for the NHS. In fact, with a wooden spoon, I've almost beaten the bottom out of our kitchen saucepan, cheering on the NHS. To be able to encourage hope in times of lockdown. You know, the Bible has this amazing story of complete lockdown, a whole city locked in. Surrounded by the Babylonian army, more vicious than any COVID-19. Every day people were dying. There was huge food shortage. There was so much anxiety and fear and uncertainty. And sadly, even people taking advantage of it, trying to sell people things that were of no value. It was into this situation that God spoke to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was confined to a courtyard. And God says to him, your uncle is going to come and visit you. And he's going to try and sell you a piece of family land that is absolutely worthless at this time of crisis. But I want you to buy that piece of land. And I want you to believe that one day I will restore that land to its full value. That seemed impossible. They're about to go into captivity and all the challenges of what the next year or 10 years, but a whole generation would experience. And yet, as God speaks, Jeremiah senses that faith quickening, a sense of hope in face of all those challenges. Even though it seemed so hard, he could declare these words in prayer. Sovereign Lord, nothing is too hard for you. Amazing sense of hope. What is this for us? Whatever challenge you're facing today, whatever you may be feeling by way of hurt or sadness or anxiety or pain or suffering or grief, could you believe that nothing is too hard for the Lord? This was so real to Jeremiah that God says to him, I want you to take those deeds of purchase of that worthless piece of land. I want you to put them into a clay pot. I want you to bury it in the ground so it will last for years, not just 10 years, 50, but for 70 years, a whole generation, 70 years and 10. And that one day, a future generation will open that pot. And at that time, I will fulfill my promise. This piece of worthless land you've just bought will be restored to its full value. What would it mean for us in a generation's time to have left a legacy of hope in the face of lockdown? Some of you may even be journaling at this time. What promises have you felt God give to you? What have you experienced of God's faithfulness that you could even have written it down as a journal, almost like a time capsule buried in a clay pot? What would it look like for someone to open it up in 70 years' time and to see that testimony, that legacy of hope in the face of lockdown? There are so many amazing promises of God's word that he gives to us today. Help us to sense that nothing is too hard for him. Even though you may be feeling loss and heartache, fear and uncertainty, in this very present situation now. Yet those amazing words of Scripture where it says that God says to us that he is a very present help in time of need, whatever that need may be. It is God's presence made real to us by the Holy Spirit, the one who brings comfort and peace, joy and love in the face of lockdown. To take hold of those promises, even when you feel overwhelmed. Now, Scripture says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. What does it mean now to have that sense of hope in the face of lockdown? Not just for present comfort, but God is deeply concerned by the legacy that we are leaving for a next generation. How we respond today to this situation, the testimony of our trust in God, is in itself a legacy for a next generation. God longs for us to trust him. You know, in ancient times, there were times when God used international crisis to actually turn it to good. There were 7 years of famine in the land, in fact, that touched all the nations around. At the end of it, so many people had died. There had been so much harm, just like with COVID-19. And yet God says, I will turn this to good. And God did, in an amazing way, for the salvation of all those nations and those people. Often, in ancient times, it was when a person was on their deathbed dying that they had the greatest influence of their life, not through struggling to attempt to survive, but through reaching out their hands and laying them on a next generation of their children and blessing them, speaking God's blessing into a next generation, bringing a legacy of hope for that next generation. In many ways, it has felt with COVID-19 as if the whole world has been on its deathbed, struggling for survival. And yet, the most significant thing is going to be, how do we leave that legacy for a next generation? How do we respond to these present circumstances in a way that will bless that next generation? Earlier in 2020, we brought together a group of leaders in the city to look at what was called the One City Plan. This was to look at the next many decades of the city, of building Bristol as a city of hope. It went right the way through to 2050. That's 30 years from now. That's beyond my lifetime. And yet, I am committed wholeheartedly every day of my life in prayer, in action, to be involved in that building of Bristol as a city of hope for that next generation. What are we putting in our clay pot today? What are we putting in our time capsule? The way we're responding to this current crisis, the challenges of lockdown, how far is that a testimony to a future generation? God longs to speak through us. You see, history sometimes can seem as if it's just full of accidents, it were, that happen, which people suffer from. The greatest suffering we can see through history was that which was experienced through Jesus on the cross, when he went through the anguish and agony, the passion of the cross. Yet you might ask, well, couldn't God, his Father, have saved him from that suffering? But the truth is, it was through that suffering, the way that Jesus broke through that suffering, that left a legacy for the whole world, for all time. Through his suffering, he saved us, brought us freedom and forgiveness. And today, wherever you may be suffering, wherever challenges you face, I want to encourage you, there is help available. There's amazing resources available. Whatever situation you're facing, whether it may be physical or mental or inner stress, or maybe you're just watching this online service for the first time, and you sense even God speaking to you about what is the meaning of life? What is that sense of purpose? You know, Jeremiah gave those amazing words of promise from God, where God said about how he has a plan for us. And I know that plan, to give you a future and a hope. God has a plan for each of us. One of the things that you may find really helpful if you're asking those questions about the meaning of life and purpose is the Alpha Course. It's an ideal way of grappling with those questions. Or even if you've lapsed in your faith or COVID has been a challenge to your faith, you're struggling, Alpha is a great way of looking afresh at the very foundations of our faith. For some of you, may you just value help in how you could come alongside other people, whether it's food poverty or whether it's care for children, even foster care, then do look on the church website and you'll find resources and pointers to all these different opportunities. Let me end by saying, God bless you and make you a blessing today and to a future generation. In Jesus' name. Amen.